have a new thought, which is there's going to be a rise of, let's call it almost like a third political party, like an independent party. There's going to be a new rise in music, which is what's called the independent party. There are going to be those artists which are not going to get on their knees and bow to either god, either the indie god or the mainstream god. There are going to be those acts that are going to be able to sell plenty of records, sustain their business models, do exactly what they want to do, live great artistic lives with great integrity and authenticity, and they're going to find their audience. And it might be 50 people in China and 30 people in Malaysia, but they're going to be able to cobble together a business strategy, so they're going to be able to do exactly what they want to do, and that's the way it should be, always should be. And once those systems that exist realize that their power is going to diminish, it's going to be very interesting, because they're not going to be able to control the narrative anymore. It's that simple. 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 Existing in these clubs and these underground situations, which is where the real spirit of rock and roll is right now. It's not like the guys with guitars. It should be easy to identify a 20-something who's like, yeah, let's get this done. At the level of Kurt Cobain or a John Lennon or a Bob Rock, there isn't a single thing comparing them. And the fact of the matter is that you can return an issue in, let's call it, Western culture, and it's going to show up somewhere where no one else goes. The next one's going to India, Africa, China, and it's going to blow us out of the water, because that will be a real movement with real power behind it.